Aaron Ronick Stewart joining us on Paul's Two Match Day Live. We've got City's former striker with us, Dean Windass, today, and it's going to be the headlines, despite a great all-round performance, going to be Charlie White today.
Yeah, as you say, I mean, Dino, I don't know how many hat-tricks he got for us, but I remember a couple, I remember the Derby one. Mm. Mind you, that's Premier League, Dino, isn't it?
Yeah,
so that's a little bit, that's a bit higher standard.
Yeah. Steady.
But, I think the key today was the intensity of where we started. You know, obviously we know the disappointment from last week, and you know, I said during the week, Tuesday we had a decent performance at Chesterfield, and Thursday we probably had our best training session. I know managers say that, but we needed that. And you then sort of off that, you get a bit of a vibe and think, yeah, if we start well today. Now listen, Bristol Rovers are a dangerous side. We've been slightly fortunate today. We've played against them with the two regular centre backs out. You know, whether that had been different, you know, it would remain to be seen. But we started with the intensity in the middle of the park, Romain and Reevesy, Lawsy joining in with Charlie and Dom, getting it down side. I thought the, you know, the way we went about the game was top draw today. So just like I'm sure you were when that goal went in with 10 minutes to go, you thought, thinking, you know.
Yeah, we did.
Because they've got they're dangerous players, you know.
They were just coming into the game, weren't they? Yeah. The second goal was massive, wasn't it?
But we said at half time, you know, what game you're at or game you're in, the opposition will always have a little spell, and it's how you deal with that, you know. And as I keep saying, they've got good players and they score lots of goals. So really pleased with the all-round performance of everyone.
And it wasn't just about Charlie White. I said he's going to get the headlines, but you know, defensively we're pretty solid. Probably disappointed to concede late on.
Well, I know the owners will be happy because they'll have to pay a clean sheet bonus out, so that's one.
Dino said exactly the
lads are gutted in there, but yeah, and it's listen, you know, we talk about things and don't let Bowden come in on inside on his left foot. Inside, I think 12 seconds, he's just whistled one.
Yeah,
I thought this is going to be a long day. He's a good player, but no, and again, it's funny because, you know, I was telling the lads last night, I watched the Mighty Scotland and fantastic performance against Lithuania, and they took a corner and you could hear Gordon screaming, it was 2v1, 2v1, play 2v1 and you know, take it and dribble it. Anyway, Griffiths whipped it in and the boy scores with a header, you know, and you think, oh, I see, managers don't get everything right. At half time, we worked on a corner to play to the edge of box for easy to shoot, and I'm turning to bench and saying, Mac is thick, what's he doing? Why didn't you just play to edge like we've worked on? He only delivers it to Charlie and Charlie scores 2-0. So it's sometimes that's happens in
did
football.
Did that surprise you, Stuart, that they went one up front? Obviously, we're bored and playing on the right-hand side.
They play that, Dino. That's what they've started. They started the first two games of the season 4-4-2 and lost both games.
Right.
Away Charlie and home at Peterborough. And they've found a formation now, 4-3-3, which makes them really dangerous. Mm. I both saw them and I watched the game against Bury, the last two away games ago. And they were outstanding, the front three. But what's key for them is the midfield three. If we just go and played 4-4-2 against them, the midfield three would have dominated.
They'd
so that's
show,
why
yeah.
With Reeves and Vince Lott doing that and Law giving the freedom to go join in,
yeah,
and get the seconds and link up, it was a big plus. Obviously, we've gone light down the left-hand side. We've played an out-and-out one on the right, and it lets their right back to an extent get out. But you know, we don't want to just play one up front and two wide at home. We can't do that. We don't want to do that.
No.
They went with the shape we thought they would do, but in fairness to them, they've won at Fulham with it, they've won four on the bounce with it, so it's a shape that, you know, the manager enjoys because they've got results with.
And what are you doing with the guys in training, because we can't stop scoring goals, and not only, I mean, strikers today, but plenty have contributed this season. What's going on?
Well, I think that's the most fluid we've been, you know, and it's
suddenly clicked today, hasn't it?
Yeah,
Stuart?
Yeah,
I think.
But you know, we said all along, and we can't just put it to one man, but it's not just Charlie's goals. You need a focal point, you need somebody to go into and look after the ball and play off. And you know, when we have not had that and we've had to kick it, it's coming straight back and we're having to defend. Mm. When it goes up to Charlie, we're looking after it, and Dom to an extent today, strong. And that's where he got the head of Jones.
Well, Dino thought Pollyann was probably a bit of an unsung hero today, particularly first half.
I thought today, because we worked on the areas to get him into, we knew they had two inexperienced lads at the back, and we just wanted him getting down side and use the strength. I mean, in fairness to Daryl, their manager, who I think is a really good young up-and-coming manager, they probably didn't have enough defenders right now, but I didn't see him doing what most teams do when they come in and play five at the back. We knew they'd be up against two centre-half, so that's why we went two directly up against them, and we thought Charlie and Dom would have enough sort of pace and strength and know-how. But we said before the game it'd be an open, entertaining game, and I think that's what it ended up being.
Well, Pollyann, obviously we said, didn't we, about Broadbent, the left side is centre-half, not the quickest. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I was saying, tell Stewart to keep him
yeah.
play it down the side of him because he's going to get in. And to be fair, listen, Stuart, your two centre forwards are outstanding today.
They were.
I thought they linked up quite well. But a lot of energy.
Yeah, you can tell Broadbent he's not the quickie because he's just out of the army. He's an absolute warrior.
Yeah.
He was fighting in Afghanistan 18 months ago, the lad.
Yeah. You know, so remarkable story. That,
you know, isn't it? And I think they signed him from Hazen Yeddin. Yeah. And as you say, he's a competitor, but he's not the most mobile. And that's what we'd, as I said, in the last couple of days, we've sort of worked on that area. But we won't get carried away, but it's a good positive. That's what we needed today, a really good positive performance. Obviously, the win was the most important thing, but in the manner that we did it, we thought, yeah, now we can start working on things and really, you know, get to grips with it.
Just tell Charlie White just to spend half his life outside the back stick, Stuart, because that's where you get your goals, you know.
That's where strikers love, isn't it? Chickson back, dabbing back.
Yeah, I think he was good today as well. To say he had one day competitive, I thought we had to bring him back. Vince Lott back, Charlie White back, a bit fitter, and we look a little bit stronger. But we know we've got really two tough away games. I mean, depending on Peterborough today, I mean, Peterborough have done four out of four. And we're away there next Saturday, and then away at Oxford on Tuesday, which is always a difficult place to go. So it was a big result for us today.
Yeah, absolutely, and transfer windows closed. And just a quick word on Alan Thompson, delighted to get that centre-back in, but he's going to have to fight for his place now, isn't he?
Well, I've got to say, you know, the two centre-halves have probably been our best players in the games that we've had up to now, and for certain reasons and different reasons. You know, it's still not natural for us to come out on the right-hand side, we're not, but he's working a right foot, you know. But it was an area that we needed. And as I say, I think we remain going in there. Him and Reeves give you that energy and devilment and get about the game. And as I say, we had Laws to play off the front two, and he went close with a couple of efforts going forward. So, yeah, it would be good now to, you know, watch the results come in this afternoon and look forward to a good week.
Yep, we're up in third place very early in the season, but
it's nice to be up there, though, isn't it?
It is, and good to see Dino, of course, because you miss him, don't you? He's always the quiet lad in the dressing room, Stuart, wasn't he?
Well, I mean,
I used to get bullied. I was the one who got bullied.
But I can't believe he's wearing a deck chair. I mean, what's that all about?
I know Johnny Hendry and Neil Redfern, in the press room giving me a bit of stick. But how can John Hendry give me?
How can John Hendry give me
stick about me clubber? Come on.
Yeah, exactly, man. How can I?
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers, lads.
Well done, Stuart. Top man, Stuart McCall. Happier, a lot happier than last week.